USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal judges in three states temporarily blocked Donald Trump's policy to deny green cards to many immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, and other government benefits, dealing a setback to one of the president's most aggressive moves yet to cut legal immigration and make it more based on employment skills than family ties. The rulings came in quick succession 4 days before the new rules were set to take effect. A man who prosecutors say was driven by vengeance when he fatally shot six members of his ex-wife's family in Texas, including four children, was sentenced to death, a decision the lone survivor of the attack says will help her let go of all the hurt and anger. Jurors sentenced Ronald Lee Haskell. After deliberating for 4 hours, the jury had to choose between life in prison without parole or a death sentence. Haskell killed the couple and four of their children in the living room of their suburban Houston home in 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast. If that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
President Donald Trump says Kevin McKeelnin is out as the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and he'll be announcing a new acting secretary within the next week. Trump said on Twitter that McKeelnin has done an outstanding job and border crossings are down, but the president said McKeelnin wants to spend more time with his family and go back to the private sector. Trump said he has many wonderful candidates to fill the position. A 15-year-old boy was seriously injured when he was stabbed near the U.S. Capitol after an altercation with a teenage girl aboard a metro train. The stabbing happened in the afternoon at the Capitol South Metro Station, which is just one block away from the Cannon House office building where a number of House members have their offices. There's no indication at this time the incident had connections to the Capitol or Congress. Metro Transit police closed the station as detectives continued to investigate. Police were reviewing the surveillance camera footage from both the train and the station and working to determine what caused the altercation. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Pentagon has announced that 2,000 more troops will be sent to Saudi Arabia. John Clements reports.
The deployment includes two fighter squadrons, two batteries of Patriot missiles, a terminal high-altitude area defense system, and an Air Force headquarters unit. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Miley, explained the purpose of the deployment to Saudi Arabia.
This deployment of additional forces to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is for the purpose of defense of our interests and assets in the region, and also to reestablish deterrence with respect to Iran in the wake of an attack on Saudi Arabia.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to a dynamic young African leader whose sweeping reforms and surprising embrace of a bitter rival has been praised as an inspiration to the continent and a hopeful counterpoint to strongman movements far beyond it. Now the task for the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is reining in the ethnic violence that followed the loosening of repressive controls and is resisting any urge to crack down. One outspoken African activist said, quote, "He deserves it and the new challenge is keeping it up." Abiy, a favorite to win despite speculation about young climate activist Greta Thunberg, told the Nobel Committee he was humbled and thrilled to receive its 100th Peace Prize, calling peace, quote, "a rare commodity in our region," end of quote. He hoped the award would encourage other African leaders. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.